Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, July 9th, 2020. I'm Rich Droppolino. Canon announced the EOS R5, a 45-megapixel mirrorless system camera. The R5 includes the ability to record 8K 12-bit raw video, includes in-body image stabilization, and offers Canon's dual-pixel autofocus with 1,053 AF points across 100% of the sensor. The R5 can capture stills at 12 frames per second with a mechanical shutter or 20 frames per second with an electronic shutter, both with full autofocus and auto-exposure. The body includes a flippable display, an OLED 120Hz electronic viewfinder, dual UHS-II SD card slots, and is water and dust resistant. The R5 is expected to ship in July for $3,899 for the body. The app analyst at Sensor Tower told TechCrunch it estimated roughly 8% of Quibi's 910,000 users who signed up for the service's 3-month trial at launch converted to paid users. This does not represent all of Quibi's users, just those converted from free trials started within the first 3 days of launch. For comparison, Sensor Tower estimated that 11% of the 9.5 million users who signed up for a free trial at the launch of Disney Plus converted to paid users. In a statement to The Verge, a Quibi spokesperson said 5.4 million people downloaded the app since launch, and that conversion from download to free trial is above mobile app benchmarks. An Apple spokesperson confirmed to The Verge that the company will continue to support Thunderbolt connectivity on Macs that use Apple Silicon. Thunderbolt connections require the use of Intel-made controllers, and Apple has not previously shipped a Thunderbolt connector on ARM-based devices using USB-C on the recent iPad Pro line. Popular game streamer Tyler Ninja Blevins, who notably left Twitch for Microsoft's Mixer service before Mixer abruptly shut down to fold into Facebook Gaming, streamed a Fortnite session on YouTube Wednesday along with fellow streamers Dr. Lupo, Tim the Tapman, and Courage. This is Ninja's first ever stream on YouTube, although no potential exclusivity or contracts were announced. Reuters reports the U.S. Federal Trade Commission and the U.S. Department of Justice are investigating allegations that TikTok has not fulfilled a February 2019 agreement to protect user privacy. In that agreement, TikTok promised to delete videos and personal information about users aged 13 and younger, among other promises. TikTok says it accommodates users younger than 13 in a limited app experience with additional safety and privacy protections. ARM announced it plans to spin off its two IoT businesses to SoftBank, which bought ARM back in 2016. ARM will instead focus its efforts on the semiconductor IP business. Pending additional review from the company's board plus standard regulatory reviews, ARM says it expects the shift to be completed before the end of September. The company will keep its business on the compute IP aspect of IoT. Korea's ET News reports Samsung may not include chargers with its smartphones starting in 2021. Many people already have compatible chargers, and the move would reduce costs. It would also reduce waste, as some unused chargers get thrown away. WhatsApp announced new tools for businesses, letting users scan QR codes on receipts and storefronts to directly contact the company within the app. The app also now supports businesses sharing WhatsApp-based product catalogs, providing a dynamic list of items with links to let users place orders. Facebook announced that the WhatsApp Business app now has 50 million monthly active users. Yesterday, NVIDIA surpassed Intel as the most valuable U.S. chipmaker for the first time. A record stock price put NVIDIA's market cap at $248 billion, ahead of Intel's $246 billion. In 2020, Intel's stock is down about 3%, while NVIDIA's is up 68% from the start of the year. Google open-sourced an enterprise vulnerability scanner named Tsunami, designed to operate at extremely large scales with millions of internet-connected devices. Tsunami comes in two components, a reconnaissance module that scans networks for open ports, then tests to see what protocols and services are running on them. A second component takes that list of ports and services and runs vulnerability checks against them to look for weak points. This module supports plugins so organizations can add new attack vectors and vulnerabilities to test over time. Tsunami will not be a Google-branded product and will be maintained by the open-source community. And finally, Elon Musk announced that the computer-brain interface startup Neuralink will provide an update on its progress on August 28th. The company was co-founded by Musk and led by CEO Jared Birchall, and last year announced it successfully implanted extremely thin wires into animal brains using a surgical robot designed to connect to an external processing unit. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.